and it's my honor to introduce our featured speakers for the evening. These two people have been friends of mine for a long time, and they have exploded their business to the point that they're on the Co-Founders Leadership Council and the Million Dollar Income Earners Club. Please welcome, right here in Texas, Mary and Richard and Wado. Mary, Richard, you're the call?
There, we are here. How are you doing, brother?
I am excited to hear from you guys. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a jamming few days, you know. I mean, the last day there before they actually, you know, that we knew they were, you know, we didn't know they were going to extend the promotion. So that last day for the attendee-only promotion, then, you know, everyone cranking that out and then waking up and finding out that they actually extended it, we walked right into a large Dallas training that we were hosting with national consultant Regina Gale, new executive consultants Manny Rosella Salazar, and executive consultant Jordan Buckingham. And, you know, we just, you know, had a heyday. Executive consultant, Million Dollar Club earner Kevin Cochran. So we had a blast Saturday. Felt like we hadn't slept in days. And rolled right into doing extensive serving with our church today. And here we are in the national call celebrating the end of the week, or the beginning of the week, depending on how you look at it.
That's what it is to be uncommon.
I'm just excited that we have an opportunity to be on this call and really just kind of share a few things with some people. I mean, I think a lot's been present for a lot of leaders in Ambit over the past 4 weeks with this, you know, what so many are calling open enrollment 2.0. I think we've seen more promotions, we've seen more money made than I can ever think of in the past 9 years with Ambit Energy. And, you know, of course, with the recent announcement of solar and everyone's anticipating Ohio opening up. So I know there's just an incredible buzz in the air with Ambit Energy right now that it's just hard to ignore. I mean, I think every organization, whether it's a nonprofit organization, a corporate environment, a network marketing company, you just pick up on the culture and the vibe that's in the air. And there is an excitement that I've not seen, you know, in a while. And I think it's from really right now, coast to coast. And anyone that's just now becoming a part of this Ambit family is probably wondering, you know, why is everyone smiling? So obviously everyone's pretty excited, pretty happy. And, you know, I look at this time of the year, of course, you know, we just came out of Ambition, which is our annual convention, which we do every Labor Day weekend. And, you know, I always look at the 60 days that happen after Ambition. But really what I really start to reflect on when it comes to, well, as we move into October, which it's hard to imagine that 4 weeks ago, you know, there was however many thousands of people celebrating an American Airlines Center just 4 weeks ago, but now we're in October, and I think some people wait till January to set up 2016. You know, they wake up on January 2nd, and that's when they start figuring out 2016. In my personal opinion, if you're waiting until January 2016 to set up 2016, you are way late. January 2016 starts right now, October 2015. And what we do over the next few months is going to set your year up for success. It's going to set a lot of you guys up that are pushing for executive, you know, by Ambition. It's going to set a lot of you guys that are trying to make executive by simulcast, which is the end of January. And so we are right now, where Mary and I are with our organization and what we're doing as far as the training and preparing them, is getting ready for 2016. And I know Mary's got a couple thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, just so along with what Richard said, is how you finish 2015 is how you start 2016. And I actually, it's kind of funny, goes along with this this book that I had just finished reading, which is awesome and incredible. It's called Leading on Empty. And it's actually a book written by a pastor for a pastor about burnout, and it was a great book for me. And one of the things that it talked about, and this is related but not related, it said, you know, people think that your morning starts, your day starts in the morning after your coffee, but really your day starts at night and how you set up for the next day. And, you know, because it's a Christian book, it says that, you know, in the Bible, it says that there was night, then there was day, and that was day one. So your day starts at night, then the day. So it really is about how you set up the day in how you prepare for it is what gives you productivity for the day. So what gives you productivity for 2016 is how you end 2015. So now is always a good time to start looking at how do you want 2016 to occur for you and how do you want that to end, and how you want that to end will dictate how 2015 ends. So it's not too late to have a real strong ending of 2015, especially with this promotion that they've got going on, that Ambit really set us up to really finish 2015 really strong. You got all the way to the November 20th for triple-double if you went to Ambition, and double 50% if you didn't go to Ambition. But more importantly, we've got an incredible opportunity with open enrollment where people are just really exploding their businesses, those that take advantage of this time. You know, last night after our training, we took Manny and Rosella Salazar out to dinner to celebrate their executive consultant promotion. And Jordan Buckingham joined us, all executives. It was great. It was a great dinner, but the conversation we had around dinner was a really great conversation that I thought would be great topic to talk about on this call. And the topic we talked about was accountability and really what kind of accountability works, like having, is it accountability groups? Is it accountability partners? Is there a structure for accountability? Is there certain measures that people have to meet? I mean, what kind of accountability works? And so we were talking all about that last night, and I thought, you know what, the first thing I want to always go to is the definition of accountability. So, of course, like any person in 2015, I go to Google, right? And Google brings up accountability as answerability. It's blameworthiness, it's liability, and the expectation of account giving. So that's one definition of accountability. Dictionary.com says accountability is the state of being accountable, liable, or answerable. And when you look up accountable, accountable is subject to the obligation to report, explain, or justify something. Responsible, answerable. So a lot of times when we're looking at accountability, especially in and around Ambit Energy, one of the things that I've noticed is when you are accountable to somebody else, you have like an accountability partner. Oftentimes, an accountability partner will have this conspiracy for mediocrity, which means as long as you don't call me on my stuff, I'm not going to call you on your stuff. So what happens, I see, in a lot of times when you've got an accountability partner, is someone will say, I'm going to make 5 invitations this week. And what happens is the day of accountability comes around and they say, oh, you know what, I was supposed to do 5 invitations this week and, you know, I broke my foot so I couldn't get the 5 invitations in. I only invited 1 person this week. And so the partner says, you know, oh, yeah, I totally get that. You know, all good. Let's just try to do better next week. And that's something I see all the time, because those two definitions of accountability is just explaining yourself. It really is just the bare bones minimum of explaining yourself. But then what I did was I got out our trusty 1828 Webster's Dictionary, back when your word meant your word, right? And if you look at accountability from here, I just had it and I lost it. Accountability. Okay, accountability. The state of being liable to answer for one's conduct. Liability to give account and to receive reward or punishment for actions. It doesn't just mean I'm going to answer for what I said I would do or and whether or not I did it or not. It says there will be reward or punishment for actions. There is serious accountability. I remember one time in our mortgage business, and I'm highly competitive, and we were with a group of leaders in our mortgage business, and I saw all these leaders that my perception was they didn't have any more skill than I had or Richard and I had as together as a team. But they were surpassing us in numbers, and they were surpassing us in goals. And one of the things I finally got sick and tired of is I got sick and tired of being backseat to some of these guys that weren't nearly as hardworking or integrous or building their business right. And I said to our CEO, I said, listen, if I don't hit this goal by this date, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shave my head. And I had no intention of shaving my head. And for some of you who know me, I've got this beautiful black hair, and I, not to be vain, but it, you know, it's one gift that God has given me. And I did not want to shave my head. I mean, I definitely would look like a really ugly bald person. And I said that because there was an accountability in that. And I said this not just to my CEO, but also to the other leaders in the organization to really know that I meant business. And that's real accountability, where there is a something that is that there's actually a fallout to either doing what you said you would do or not doing what you said you would do. That there's actual accountability in that. And, you know, we were talking about what kind of accountability really works. And one of the things that we kind of talked about was really, it's really when you've got relationships and you've got people pulling you and you've got people that really can hold you accountable for what you say you want. And it's not because you promised X, Y, and Z. It's that the relationship in and of itself draws you to be accountable. It actually has you saying, I'm going to do this because this is what I want. It's no different than what kind of accountability really works. And the only kind of accountability that really works is when someone is being a demand for accountability. So I went to that CEO and I was a demand for accountability. I said, I'm going to produce this result. We're going to produce this result. And a fallout of it, if I don't get this result produced, I'm going to shave my head. And I put everything on the line. And they knew me as someone of my word. And it wasn't just a good idea. It wasn't just a cute thing. It was really something I had on the line. And we started to look at in our business, where accountability works is just that. When somebody comes to me and says, listen, I really want this. I really want to get to the next level. And what do I need to do to get to the next level? I'm hungry for it. And I'm willing to do what it takes. And when they say that, and when they really start to produce that and start to operate consistent with that, that's when accountability works. Because you could actually hold someone to account when they've got a really strong why, when they said, I really want this, I'm willing to do what it takes. And what it takes, I don't remember where Richard heard this, maybe it was Blair Singer, but he said, doing your best is very different than doing whatever it takes. Doing whatever it takes is usually far beyond doing your best. It's beyond what you think is possible. It's beyond where you think you can go. And that's where accountability is. Accountability, when you start to get to know people, when you're in relationship with people, we always tell people the greatest training that you can ever get is outside of the training walls, outside of the business presentations. It's outside of the training calls. It really is when you're in relationship with people, when you're having dinner after the meeting, when you're having dinner after the training. You know, I remember last night we went to dinner with some of our team, and one of the guys is not on our personal downline team, and his upline is elsewhere in another state. He said, hey, listen, if y'all ever do this again, I would love to be invited. I said, listen, we always eat after the meal, after the meeting. We always go to Fuzzy Tacos after the Thursday night meeting. It's on Midway. It's $1.50 tacos. We do that every Thursday night. Everybody knows that's where we go. And then after every training session, we always find a restaurant that we always go to. And I told him, I said, listen, you're always welcome. You always invite yourself. It's open invitations for anybody. And why that is because when you start to get to know people, what happens is, let's say you are in this group and you get to know people and they see you around and they know your why. And each week they say, hey, how's that why going? How's it going with you trying to get closer to getting closer to being able to retire yourself? I know you hate your job and you've been at, you know, I remember talking to someone at our kids' karate school and they said, you know, some guy started another karate school because he had been working for CoServe, which is our electric co-op that where we live. He's been working for them for 20 years and was in complete misery. You know, when you know that about someone, that someone's in complete misery, you got a why that you can hold them accountable for. And what happens is when you know people around you, then when you don't show up after 2 or 3 weeks, people are wondering, hey, where's Richard? Where's he been? You know, I hadn't seen him. Have you heard from him? No, have you heard from him? You know, I'm going to call him. And we hear that all the time. When we're out at Fuzzy Tacos, people start saying, hey, have you seen Dave? I haven't seen Dave in a while. What's he up to? I mean, what, is he building his business? Let's call him. And it's a natural accountability because people start to hold you account for what you said you were accountable for, what you wanted to have in your life?
You know, in this world we've become, in this society we've become so much so PC and so cautious and so sensitive to people that, you know, it does make it harder and harder to go in deep with somebody to get them to achieve what they came here for, which is why it's so incredibly important that if somebody has decided that this is their vehicle out of their desert, out of whatever it is that they're wanting to get out of, they have to make themselves known. You have to make yourself known to your entire upline. You have to make yourself known to everyone that's in your local market and get plugged in with what's going on with presentations, with trainings, whatever. All those events is so critical that you get known so that you start cornering yourself into having to have success. I mean, make it to where failing is not an option, that wiggling out of this opportunity is not an option. The buy-in is so little, so it's so easy to walk away from that. But you're not walking away from the little buy-in. You're walking away from the future you said you wanted. You're walking from the dream that you said you wanted. You're basically tearing up the vision board, whether you've made it mentally in your mind or physically made it on your wall. You're tearing it up, burning it, and walking away from it. And perhaps maybe you come back to network marketing again in the future. But if you do, you come back having to learn the same skills that you had to learn here, the same things that you had to break through here, you're now having to do someplace else, and you're doing it with a compensation plan that's weaker. You're doing it with a compensation plan that can't deliver you residual income in good economic times and bad economic times. You're doing it, and all you're going to do is make it harder on yourself. So take what you have to learn here and dig in, press in, and lock arms with the people that said, we will help you. You've got, if you look, if you don't know who's in your upline, you don't know who's your, what your lineage is, just log into your power zone and look at who it is. Because you've got a team of people that are standing on top of the wall, willing to pull you over the wall, teach you how to get over the wall, so you can teach other people how to get over the wall. The industry that we're a part of right now, whether it's we just focus on traditional energy or we focus on the network marketing model that we have, you combine both of those together, we have got decades of an opportunity in front of us. A lot of you, your kids are already involved. Some of you, your kids' kids are already involved. We are creating generational wealth before our eyes, and this baby 9-year-old company is going to grow to be $10 billion quicker than it took to become $1.5 billion.
You know, in this business, you virtually cannot fail. The only way you can fail in this business is to quit, because you've got an incredible structure for success. And I was we had this event. Richard talked about it earlier. We had this big event at a church tonight, and our pastor started an organization called Strike Force, and you guys should probably Google it. Strike Force, Pastor Keith Kraft. And they do feats of strength. And he was breaking bricks tonight, and he was on this huge scaffold. And on the scaffold, he was going to be breaking a stack of 28 bricks per stack with his forearms. I know it's crazy nuts, and it's hard to wrap your brain around it. But what was really interesting is because he jumps up and he's on the scaffold and he's leaning forward to break bricks, there's a really strong possibility that he could literally fall off the scaffolding. So in order to prevent him from falling, they one of our big guys in our church tied a rope around our pastor's waist and then tied himself to the rope and was holding on to the rope so that he doesn't fall off. So that if he goes and he goes for it and he loses his balance and he falls off the scaffold, someone's there to catch him. And that's this business. If you tether yourself to somebody in the business, somebody's in the business, as you go out and you go for it, you don't have to worry about falling. And sometimes the falling when you go for it is not in talking to people about the business. sometimes the falling is in your own relationships. You know, I shared something very personal that was happening with me over this past year. And I said, listen, when you really grow your business and you have accountability and you create relationships, your relationships will start to become family. And when you have family like that, you're going to have times when your own personal family starts to deteriorate and you start to have issues with what you're building. Maybe you're struggling in your aunt's business and you're falling off the scaffolding there. Or maybe something's happening in your marriage and you're falling off the scaffolding there. Or maybe your health is declining or your family's health is declining and you're falling off the scaffolding there. But if you've got real accountability where you've got relationships with people in the business and they know what you're dealing with, you're tethered to somebody. They can help pull you up. Listen, there's a lot of times where I spend time talking to consultants. I'm not just talking to them about building the business. I'm talking to them about stuff that they're going through, that they're struggling through, and they're building the business in the face of it, and that fuels their why. And there's a whole other level of accountability. When that's going on, I don't have to tell them, hey, did you make your calls today? Hey, did you invite somebody today? Why weren't you at the meeting? Because I know their why. And they're sharing their why, and they're really transparent and raw with their why. And they've got a why that does make them cry, and they're moved by it. And it's a why that they don't have to quit on, and they're not willing to quit on. And it's when you've got that level of transparency with people in the business and you allow people in, then you are now tethered to them, and you can go for it, and you can break some bricks and some barriers in your life and barriers with what you're dealing with and not worry about falling because someone, you're tied to someone, and they've got you. And then if you even stumble or slip, they're there to pull you back in. And, you know, our job is not to motivate you. Our job is to give you the tools so that you can go motivate yourself, so that you can go and build your business. I mean, you've heard Brian say it a million times if you've been around the business a while. Brian McClure, our number one income earner, always says that. You know, we're not in the motivation business. You know, we're here to give you the tools you need so that you don't quit on your why. You know, we stole something right from, Ron Clark. I just had a memory lapse. Ron did an incredible three-way call for us a week ago, and I never thanked Ron for it because the couple he did the three-way call with came in and just shot up like a bottle rocket, and they're awesome, amazing, knocking on the door of Regional, and that was just last weekend, I think, that we did that call. But, you know, one of the things that Ron said is, you know, we can't give you the why in this business, why you're building the business, but we can give you the how-to so that you don't quit on your why. And that was incredible, insightful. Richard wrote that down. He's like, man, that's so good. If that was the only thing we got out of the call, that was so good, even if they didn't sign up as consultants. And that's kind of how the business works. You know, we didn't go into that through a call looking and expecting to learn something, though there's always an opportunity to learn. You just never know what you're going to hear. You never know what you're going to hear and when you're going to hear it, but you've got to be around the folks to get that kind of training. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for real accountability, start getting in a relationship with people. Start sharing. Start being transparent. Start bringing your life into Ambit, not just have Ambit as a part of your life. When you have that kind of transparency, it will completely transform your business. And I don't know any other way than to be all in. And I was thinking about, you know, we got to spend the afternoon, the morning and afternoon, and last night with Manny and Rosella Salazar. You know, they're one of our newest executive consultants, and we just love them dearly. I mean, they are family to us. And we got to share about some of their goals and dreams and what they want to produce. And it was a natural fallout for us to create a game plan and help them brainstorm some ideas. And it wasn't like we were sitting down to brainstorm ideas. We were having lunch after church, and we were with our kids, and we were just talking, and Manny was sharing about some of the stuff that they were doing. And it just turned into a little bit of a coaching session. And it was a great time for me and for me to reflect on some of the goals that I have that were kind of consistent with some of the goals they had. And that's accountability. So if you don't have that level of accountability in your business yet, go get it. Go create those relationships. Don't just dart out. I'm pretty certain almost every area that has a business presentation, they do some kind of meal after the meeting. And if you guys aren't already doing that, you start it. You be the one that says, hey, anybody want to go grab a bite to eat? And it may not be, you may not want to eat that late at night. Maybe you're just grabbing, you know, an iced tea. Do whatever you need to do, but really have that fellowship, because that's what takes your business to the next level. Have that meeting night be a sacred night where you're coming early and you're helping with the presentation and you're being of service and you're staying late. People always ask us, you know, are you guys on Brian McClure's team? And I'm like, absolutely not. We're not anywhere in his downline. He doesn't make a dime on us. And people said, well, how did you get him to mentor you? But there was no getting him to mentor us. When Brian was coming from Austin to Dallas every Saturday morning and setting up the training, and we did training on the fifth floor of corporate headquarters, he would be there early to set up everything himself, and he would be there late to tear down everything himself. And so we started coming early and asking, Brian, how can we be of service? What can we do to help you? Can we help tear down? Can we help set up? Can we move chairs? What can we do? And we kept doing that over and over again. And in the setup and the tear down, we started creating a relationship. He started asking us about our family. He started asking us about what our goals are. And we started getting coaching from him. And it was during the setup and the teardown. It wasn't any kind of formal mentorship program. And over time, that developed into an incredible mentoring relationship. And now it's an incredible friendship. And Brian and Betsy are like family to us. So that's how you create those kind of connections and that kind of Velcro in this business. And if you want to make really, really big money, that's what's probably missing for you. For a lot of you, that's the missing link. I'm not saying that's going to be the end-all, be-all, but what I can tell you is that little bit or that chunk, that piece is going to take you to the next level, because there's a whole lot of training that you get out of that you can't get any other way, that there's so much information to learn in this business, and it's the little nuances. We can't give you everything there is to learn in a super Saturday, even if we did a super Saturday training every Saturday of the year, and if you got on 3 conference calls a week, you still wouldn't get all the information you need, because sometimes it's in casual conversation. It's something that you hear. You know, you hear it all the time in our business. More is caught than is taught in our business. So there's times where you're exposed to things that you can catch things that you don't actually necessarily are taught in the business. And if there's one silver bullet I can give you, that's the silver bullet. And I'm telling you, that's where I remember in the early days, that's where we got all of our training. I mean, we would be building our business in New York, and we'd see Steve Thompson in New York, and poor Steve would see me coming with my little notebook, and he knew I was going to pelt him with questions. And I always made sure I got invited to, but Richard and I got invited to the meeting after the meeting, which was always dinner, or I figured out where they were going, and we just show up. Okay, I always made sure that we were going to get the training we needed, and I always made sure that I could sit as close to Steve as I possibly could, and I always wanted to sit next to him because it was the easiest place to hear him. And so we'd get into the meal, and I'd ask Steve, may I ask you some questions? And he always said, absolutely. And he was always willing to give whatever knowledge and wisdom he had to give, and I always had my notebook, and I always had questions to ask. And some people always ask, well, what? I don't really know what to ask. If you don't know what to ask, a great place to start is, this is what's happening in my business. What can I do to produce greater results? That's always a great question to ask. You've always got something going on in your business. There's always something you can do to produce greater results. There's always something you can do to get yourself to the next level. And so sometimes that's all I asked, you know, but usually I always had a challenge that I had in my business that I didn't know how to handle. And Richard and I would brainstorm. When we knew we would possibly see Steve, or we would see Brian, or we would see, you know, anybody else that had much more experience than us, we always had a list of questions that we were going to ask them. And, in fact, I've got a list of questions that I'm going to ask Brian in the next 24 hours. So, you know, always be looking for how can I get more training for myself.
So, guys, if you want to really kind of, I guess, make this call valuable for yourself, nothing to do with what Mary and I say or haven't said, or is you want to be able to let somebody know that you're going to self-generate accountability with them, that you're going to say, listen, I'm going to be the one responsible for my coaching. I'm not going to wait to be spoon-fed. Because, see, if you wait around to be spoon-fed in this business, you're going to get left behind. It does become painful. because then you start seeing people promote through the compensation plan and they start getting recognized and you see them growing in stature and income. And then you're going, well, why I've been here just as long as they have. They've done something different. And you got to go find out what they did that was different. So you got to pick somebody, at least one. And over time, you can have more. But you got to pick one that you're going to allow yourself to self-generate your accountability with. That you're not waiting on their phone call to say, hey, how are things going in your business? You're going to do that. And that might be someone you talk to daily. It might be someone you talk to every other day. However you set it up is fine. It's your business. I can tell you that with anyone that is promoting through the compensation plan quickly in our business, we are talking multiple times a day, either a three-way phone call, a small coaching call, but it's multiple touches a day. And that just seems to be what works. I know when we were promoting ourselves, made sure that we were talking and getting coaching on a daily basis. So you're going to have to latch yourself onto somebody, but not in the form of a leech. You want that relationship to be energy producing, not energy taking. You've got to generate that positive energy with the questions that are meaningful. And when you start that relationship, then I think you're going to watch your business transform. I mean, I dare you, for the next 30 days, get coaching from one person every day. I don't care if it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever. Get coaching every day for the next 30 days. And if your business has not radically transformed in 30 days, I'll do backflips off something. I don't know what I would do. I can't make a radical promise because someone might take me up on it. So, but, you know, what I should say is that you've got to just trust that process, because I've never seen anyone follow the system 30 days straight that failed. Never. And we've watched a lot of people go through this business in our group and in other groups. The next thing is this. If you're really setting up 2016 and you're not registered for Simulcast, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Make sure your sponsor is registered. Make sure your personal sponsored MCs have done it. And make sure you've locked down those two links. You want to make sure that who you're connected with is going to be at Simulcast. But that is incredibly important, because if you're saying that you want to get promoted over the next 2-3 months and you're not registered for Simulcast, you're kidding yourself. I don't understand how that could possibly happen, because as it stands right now, you're not even going to finish the race because you haven't anteed up that you're going to be a part of it. And Simulcast is the easiest event you'll ever attend in Ambit. You can register for the live event, or you can watch it online, no matter where you live, and still be counted as an attendee-only promotion. So do those two things tonight, and I promise you the next 30 days, your business will never, ever look the same. Bear, I appreciate you guys having us on the call tonight. I wish everyone an incredible, productive, extraordinary week, and may you find some way to bless somebody with this business this week.
Man, I tell you what, that was awesome, and you and Mary have definitely brought yourselves to the business. You brought the success to yourselves. You went after it, and you got it. You're perfect examples of what you're talking about. Folks, you're going to want to hear this call again, okay? And what you need to do is go to topambitleaders.com. Again, that's topambitleaders.com. Get your new people to hear this call, because it gives them a foundation of how to grow this business. Not only yourself, but all your new people. And you can hear this conference call again. It's going to be up in a couple of days. I want to thank Mary and Richard for being on the call. They always bring value to this call. Just like I promised, every week you can come to this call and you can expect to get something that's going to help build your business right now.